This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is indifferent about the prospect of talks with Iran after 2 weeks of back-and-forth attacks and his imposition of fresh sanctions targeting the Iranian economy. His national security adviser, Robert O'Brien, told CBS's Face the Nation Sunday that Iran is being choked off and that U.S. officials see an opportunity to further intensify pressure on the country's leaders and leave them with no choice but to negotiate. Anti-government protests erupted again Sunday night in Iran for a second day of demonstrations against the military, which first denied and then admitted it mistakenly shot down a civilian Ukrainian plane last week, killing all 176 people on board. Meanwhile, AP correspondent John Gambrell reports that an initial Iranian investigation details the final moments before the jetliner crashed.
It says that the plane was on fire and that the crew didn't make a call for help before it crashed outside of Tehran. This report comes as Iran faces a lot of pressure internationally over the crash and a lot of questions as well.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr on Monday offered a vigorous defense of President Trump's decision to order a drone strike that killed top Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. He said Trump had the legal authority to act. He also confirmed that the White House had consulted the Justice Department ahead of the January 3rd drone strike that killed the Quds Force commander and several others near Baghdad Airport. Talks aimed at inking an unconditional and open-ended ceasefire in Libya failed to achieve a breakthrough on Monday. Discussions are expected to continue on Tuesday. For more on that and other stories, you can turn to our website, voanews.com. We have a mobile app as well. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.